To put it bluntly, some teachers are over it.
State question 779 was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Shauna Mott Wright, who's the vice president of the Tulsa Public Schools Teachers Union, says 779 was the big great hope for a $5,000 teacher pay raise. A 1 cent sales tax would have funded the raises, but Oklahomans voted no. When the measure failed, Mott Wright sent out a straw poll, asking her teachers how they were feeling.
18 immediately responded that they were leaving.
She says some have already left. Shelby Egan is going to stay for the rest of the year, but then that's it.
Yes, I am leaving Oklahoma.
Teacher pay in the state is some of the lowest in the nation, and Egan's story reflects that. She's taught for 4 years and has a master's degree, but only brings home $1,800 a month. If she moved to Missouri, she could make $11,000 more per year. She's been stalling, though, because she likes it here.
I love my kids. I love my school.
She was also holding out for state question 779, but when it failed, she made up her mind to leave.
Like, I knew that having any kind of a raise wasn't possible. Like, I knew there's no way I could stay. I mean, I just can't afford to stay.
Egan admits 779 wasn't the best plan, and she knows that's why a lot of Oklahomans didn't vote for it. She's also heard that Senator David Holt is proposing a plan for $10,000 teacher raises, but Egan's not holding her breath.
How is they going to give us a raise? There's no money. It's just a really nice thing to say, like, oh, don't worry, we're going to try and give you a raise. And he can put that bill out. It's never going to see the light of day, though.
Holt says despite Oklahoma's struggling economy, teacher raises will be the highest priority of the legislature this year. The state has already lost thousands of educators because of the low pay, and it's causing big problems. So, he says, people are working hard to find a solution.
And there have been a lot of ideas. You could pay for it three times over with all the ideas that people have proposed. And I mean legitimate ideas, not pie-in-the-sky ideas.
Holt put out a plan last year, but it didn't make it very far. The legislature had a $1.3 billion budget hole to fill, so funding teacher pay raises was a stretch. There will be a hole this year, too, but it's expected to be smaller. Funding raises will come with tough choices. Holt says the legislature will need more revenue, and that may come from expanding the sales tax to things that are currently exempt. His plan will also include school district consolidation.
You know, it's going to take time to do this right and to come up with well-thought-out proposals that have evidence-based support. And so we're not quite there yet because nobody thought 779 was going to fail, to be honest with you.
Proponents of state question 779 say the proposal was a way to circumvent the legislature. But now that teacher raises are back in lawmakers' hands, education advocates have a new rallying cry on social media, and it's directed right at those in the state capitol. It's hashtag pass a plan. Teachers like Chelsea Wilson say a raise would be nice, but she feels obligated to keep teaching her students whether she gets one or not.
It's not the students' fault. They still need to be educated, and I'm still there to do that. That's my job, no matter what I get paid.
But other teachers like Dallas Cohen say leaving the state is a matter of principle. He says teachers have this inclination to just double down, but that enables the legislature to continue to do what they're doing.
You know, we're going to go to a four-day week, three-day week, two-day week. We're going to have 40 kids in the class. We're going to buy our own paper. We're going to bring our own pencils so that the state and the legislature doesn't have to really feel the consequences of their decisions. We're going to keep eating the consequences.
And Cohen says things won't change if teachers keep doing that.
And so I'm washing my hands of it. I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I hope something big comes through. I hope there's a change in the wind. You know, that's okay. But I don't expect it.
For KOSU, I'm Emily Wendler.